Hello, it's Paul Martin, freelance cameraman, with another view from behind the lens. And I had to think about this one for a while. Think of all the people that help, understand, and know what it is to be part of a news cameraman's life. It isn't easy. I've lost count of the amount of times I've let people down, not turned up for something important, and generally messed people around, all because I enjoy telling other people's stories. My working life is spent relating tales of the lives of people I don't know, and I spend a lot of time doing it, working days, evenings, nights, early mornings and weekends, which are all part of the life of a news cameraman, and it plays havoc with the home life. A phone call home from me is like telling my partner Karen to look into a crystal ball. Of course I'll be home for tea. I'll only be another hour or so. Fancy a barbecue this weekend? It's all rubbish, of course, and she knows it. It's not true. Never is, and never will be. I remember going to work one day, telling the usual lie that I'll be home in time for tea, and not coming home for 3 or 4 days. But in my defence, I didn't exactly say which day I'd be home for tea, now did I? So this is in homage to my partner Karen, and the family and friends that I call upon to help with the kids, and generally mop up behind me, following the trail of lies, deceit, forgetfulness that make up my life as a freelance cameraman, for various broadcasters who really don't care about what happens behind my front door. And so, having written this and recorded it, I'm about to light the barbecue for a family dinner in the sun that I promised the missus only a few days ago. Hang on. Is that my mobile phone ringing?